Hoodhype.com.
All right, y'all, joining us right now on the phone, we got the father of the pound for pound greatest fighter on the planet, at least in our book, Floyd Mayweather Sr. We've been keeping up with the fight through the 24/7 series, and we're based out of Michigan, so we, of course, you know, we follow Floyd real close.
We followed you.
Yeah, followed you, followed the whole Mayweather clan. But I just got to say, man, Floyd seems like on this fight, for whatever reason, his confidence is super high, almost bordering on being cocky. And I just wanted to know, do you think that's going to be an issue? Is he taking Shane lightly?
Oh, he's not taking Shane lightly. I'll tell you one thing, he trained for this fight.
Okay.
So he's in good shape for this fight. I know that for a fact. I've been in the gym every day, you know, working, and I can't nobody working as hard as he's working. And he works for 3 hours straight, nonstop.
Yeah, we know Floyd's a gym rat anyway, so, I mean, I know he trains year-round like a lot of fighters don't do. As far as getting into the tactical, into the game plan a little bit, I remember the fight back with Jose Luis Castillo, which to me, I think that's the fight that Floyd had the most trouble with over his pro career. And
no, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
Okay, what do you think is the most difficult fight?
Dude named
Emmanuel Augustus?
There you go. That
okay.
The hardest fight, not Castillo. Floyd wasn't getting the best of him, but he gave Floyd a hell of a fight, though.
Yeah, he did. But as far as tactical, though, I mean, Castillo did present some problems. And to me, I kind of see some of the same, you know, issues coming up with Mosley. I mean, first off, he's a bigger man. He's been at that weight class longer than Floyd.
Floyd is smarter, slicker, clever, and smoother than him.
Okay.
Right.
And LaFleur knows the ring like Shane don't know it. I'm just saying, and Shane is not a person with a defense. You don't have no defense at all. At all.
So you saying Shane lead with his head, huh? And don't he don't cover up at all.
I'm trying to say he don't move his head.
What? Hey, what's up, senior? I'm Tony. I'm glad to talk to you. What's up?
Everything's good.
All right, that's what I like to hear. I heard you say that basically, like you were saying earlier, that, you know, Shane Mosley's going to pose a little bit of threat because of his size. But could you tell me something besides?
Well, you know, it's not really a threat. He's a bigger man. He can try to pressure, but, you know, the whole thing is, though, man, you know, all Shane's punches is coming wide now, man. He's throwing big wide loopers, man.
He is. He's throwing big wide shots. I mean, I know Mayweather's going to be able to pick him off with that.
LaFleur can hold up on all that stuff, man.
You're right.
I can hold up on that.
You're right, though. I mean, besides his strength, though, do you see anything else that Shane brings to the table that might ruffle Mayweather's feathers? Anything besides his size?
I will be honest with you, man. He don't throw combinations. We just explained that he throw bombs, big haymakers,
mm-hmm.
And, you know, bozo punches, you know. And then they keep talking about the speed is going to be a factor.
Right.
Speed ain't going to be a factor because he's not nobody who just jab. He don't do it like that.
Yeah, he's so herky-jerky, like you said, on 24/7. He's like, he's almost unstable. He can't, and almost at a point, he might even start telegraphing his bombs. Don't you think so?
Believe me, man. When he throw them big bombs, he threw on, what was the guy last guy punk? That nobody.
Oh, no, Margarito?
Yeah, man, shit. He ain't beat nobody then. It's going to be a sad night at the fight. And Shane just don't feel right.
Getting into that poetry.
Yeah, you know it. You know it.
Yeah.
So you've been there monitoring, you know, and overseeing the camp. You know, go ahead and assess, you know, the training camp as far as, we know, you know, Floyd always trains hard. And, you know, would you rank this camp as far as, you know?
My thing is here, I'm the one that demonstrated the Marquez fight for him.
Okay.
You know, the exact plan. You know, me and my son haven't been together for 9 years, so I didn't come in and try to take over what my brother was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because if his daddy was training, you'd see a much better fight than you see right now. and that's the killer.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
I'm not fucked because, you know, there's two guys that, well, I don't want to get into all that.
No, I understand that.
I will say that it is true that you will feel much better fighter with a daddy. I can tell you that for sure. But because a lot of things that's dead, you know, in different ways you see paths being done.
Right.
Sometimes we see paths just going in circle DD on top of each other, man. It looks fancy, but everybody wants to get the job done. What's getting the job done is throwing Noah's trade for what his daddy taught him. Well, and never forget it.
Let me ask you this, though. I mean, we all know that Mayweather, I mean, his skill level is just immaculate. I mean, he's the best I ever seen as far as defensive wise. I mean, all around game. So can you please?
Who you think got defense? Who you think he got defense from?
From you, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. What I want to ask you is, why is it the media really don't want to give him that credit that he deserves? I mean, is it because the way he acts? I know he plays a role, especially on 24/7, and trying to get everybody.
Floyd should be the face of boxing right now, today.
Okay, so why is it seem like everybody just wants to hate on him then?
I'm just trying to tell you the way where the world is, man. The way the United States of America is today. Okay. Today is here, man. You cannot project yourself in any kind of bad way to them, you know? I'm just saying that, you know, all that cutting, and I'm trying to put the mic back on for Shang and hear this and this and that. Man, nigga, it makes more people hate you.
Right,
yeah.
And I'm being real with you. I'm just saying, he's my son, but I'm being real, man. That's what this one is about, man. You know, people hate it, and it shouldn't be about nobody hate nobody because of that, because really the whole thing is, this is boxing, man. Just like I said, there's no reason for nobody to get mad because if his way of getting his anger off or his strategy off or whatever it is, you know, and some people is mild and calm and cool and collective, like Shane is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but they got their own things they say. When they there at their gym, man, they talking their shit too. Believe me.
Yeah, you better believe you know that. I heard Nazim talking junk all day.
Oh, yeah. Nazim ain't been shot. Yeah, he's been putting it out there.
That was part of Floyd's thing. He was trying to get Nazim going, and Nazim said, I'm not falling for that shit. And then he did.
He bit into it. Now, see, Floyd Sr., I want to say this, man. I think that
just like yesterday, everybody was calm and cool and collective yesterday. Mm-hmm. And then, but you know what? I broke the fucking ice. I let him know.
Right.
I let him know that Floyd been trying to fight your ass for 3 or 4 times, man.
Right.
Every time you pull out.
Yeah, so
right now, motherfucker, you finna get what you fucking looking for.
Okay, let's touch on that real quick. When's the first time that Floyd really tried to get at Mosley?
Oh, hell yeah.
When was that?
When Mosley was 135 pounders, pound for pound, number one. And Floyd was just won the 100 junior lightweight title. Shane was lightweight.
Okay.
135. Look, Floyd was 130. Look, Floyd's going to fight him at 130, and they turn us down. They said they got to have $10 million at that time. At that time, they wouldn't pass that kind of money out.
He was asking for $10 million back then?
Yeah.
Oh, he out his mind.
He's crazy.
He asked for it because you know what's going to happen. You know, he knew it wouldn't happen in the end, just like Pacquiao. He ain't taking the blood test. Man, come on, man. The richest fight in the world. You ain't going to take a blood test. Man, come on.
That is crazy. That is sick. That is.
Now, I want to touch on that real quick, too. Now, if Floyd go ahead and handles his business and gets past Mosley, when it comes to Pacquiao, are you guys going to take a victory and use it as leverage? And you know what I'm saying? Because basically, you guys were at 50-50. If you guys beat Mosley, are you going to stick it to him and say, hey, 60-40, I'll kick your ass? Or is it still going to be 50-50?
First of all, myself, I'm telling you, me personally, me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a damn nothing about that little Filipino or whatever the hell he is. I'm telling you this right here, man. Me personally, myself, I wouldn't give him shit. I wouldn't let him fight for shit because, first of all, if you can't take the test, the whole test, and get it right, you don't need that, man. You know, right now, the whole deal, everybody's fighting for money.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And LeBron right now is the highest paid fighter it is. So get your money, man, and go about your business. You know, you ain't got to sit back and wait on him. He got to wait on you. If anybody waits,
yeah.
Why you wait for him? You can go fight Joe Brown and get your money now.
especially after Saturday night.
No doubt.
I know you're a boxing aficionado. So I was wondering if you could answer a couple of questions on some past fighters and how you would think they would do against Mayweather.
I can do that.
All right, Henry Armstrong. How you think young Mayweather would go against Henry Armstrong? How would that look?
Okay, I know Henry Armstrong was a 3-3 going on 4-time world champion.
Yeah.
He was strong. He was a strong fighter back then. Back then, he probably was a Shane Mosley at that time.
Yeah, okay.
You know, but I'm just saying that, you know, I think that, you know, I don't know how fast Henry Armstrong was, but I don't think he was no fast fighter. I think he was strong, and he had to be strong. He was fighting a lot of big guys. But did anybody see anything spectacular, extraordinary that he was doing? I didn't. You know, he could have been strong. That's about it. I think that, and I don't think Henry Armstrong could pick up no fucking 300-something pounds like Shane Mosley can do now. So I think Shane Mosley was definitely stronger than him. Even though they got a lot of shit here today, they can make you do that. They couldn't do it back then.
Okay. All right. See, that was an old school. Let me get somebody up to date then. What about Aaron Pryor, the Black Hawk?
Ooh, that's a good matchup right there.
What about Aaron Pryor versus Mayweather Jr.?
I like that fight because I think, I really think, and being honest, my son could beat Aaron Pryor. I'm going to be honest with you because the reason I'm telling you this is because guys like that, they come straight in. That's what they're for, wait for the user to count on. See, you can spin guys like that the way Aaron Pryor just come in, just throw a punch. Guys, you can step to the side on guys like that, man, and run your stuff. You got to remember, when he fought Alexis Aguero ain't but a straight up
fight.
Yeah,
like an Oscar De La Hoya almost.
He was a straight up mummy, man. Instead of a straight up man with a head, straight up man. And Aaron Pryor just went straight through him because he goes straight back. And he couldn't do nothing because Pryor was too strong. Straight don't mean shit when you can't find nothing to hit.
You're right. Yep. Okay, here goes somebody then that wouldn't be straight up, that would actually be, as far as ring intelligence, is on the same level as Mayweather.
Yes,
Pernell Sweet Pete Whitaker. What about that? Now, come on now.
Yep.
Come on now.
And I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to tell you about that.
Uh-oh. I got to hear this.
You know Jay Wilder LaFleur would have beat that fight? You know Jay Wilder LaFleur would have beat that fight?
Okay,
go ahead.
Because that motherfucker fought a life and death fight with Rogers.
You're right. Yes, sir.
Ain't no way no partner would have gone whoop no left floor. Forget about that.
All right. What about this? Pound for pound.
Uh-oh.
They say he's the greatest fighter of all time. Pound for pound. Sugar Ray Robinson. 147 at his prime against Mayweather. 147.
I'm going to tell you this right here. I'm not going to step and tell you that, hey, Floyd going to whoop Sugar Ray Robinson. Because I like Robinson. I see a lot of shit that he do. Floyd got a lot of things that he do that Robinson don't do. Because Robinson counts a lot. He threw a hell of a lot of punches. He get hard as hell. And he was tall. And I ain't going to say that Floyd could have won. I ain't going to say he could have won. But I'm just saying that right there, for sure, if anybody was going to beat it, it probably wouldn't have been Robinson.
Robinson. Okay, I got one more I want to throw in, man. What about a prime Sugar Ray Leonard against Floyd Mayweather?
Oh, yeah, man. I thought Leonard. I know Leonard can whoop him. I'd whoop Leonard if I had to whoop him in my hands. That motherfucker would win, man. Leonard can do shit.
Wait a minute,
forget about that. I'm gonna tell you right now. I fought Leonard, I'm telling you, the Lord is my witness. Okay. I ain't gonna play with the good, I'm gonna play with the man above.
All right.
I fought Leonard with a 2.5 week notice. I fought Leonard with 2.5 week notice. A lot of people don't know that. And then plus I didn't have good management. I fought Leonard with a hairline fracture in my right hand. And I fought Leonard because my manager promised me that he wasn't going to get me a shot in my hand. When I got to the fight, then he told me all the doctors said he couldn't do it, which is bullshit. I'm just saying he was a no-good manager anyway. No-good manager came back to me and I want me to trade some fighters for him, but that shit has never happened. So I'm just telling you, the way it really went down, man, is 2.5 week notice, man. Then it was fighting on the rigger. I fought a guy that almost beat Cigarette named Art McKnight. I fought Art McKnight and beat the shit out of Art McKnight. Art McKnight said, hey, ain't no way this nigga whoop you. But you know what happened? I messed my hand up when I fought Art McKnight. Because it was about a week and a half later then I fought Leonard. You look at the fight, oh, you going to see me throwing mostly after the first two rounds. You're going to see me throwing that jab. Whooping his ass with jab.
I believe you. I believe you. Well, let me ask you this. Now, be honest, okay? I want you to be honest.
Hold on. Let me tell you something, man. I've been honest about every damn thing I told you.
I believe you. I'm talking about the last one. I want you to be honest, okay?
Yeah, this is a question from our chatter.
This is a question from the net, okay? You ready? Floyd Mayweather Jr. versus Senior. Who will win that? Junior versus senior.
Teacher versus pupil.
Junior versus senior. Prime. At their prime. At your prime.
And guess what? Guess what? I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to tell you right here what a whole lot of people will tell you. And I'm being honest.
Okay.
A whole lot of people will tell you, tell them before and tell them today. You ain't got what your daddy had.
Spoken like a daddy.
LaFleur fight
just like a fight. One thing before when he was younger, he won't say it now because he swore Money Mayweather. But he used to say, okay, my daddy passed me. Wow. You know? But believe me, as I tell you right today, he ain't but a step. He ain't but a shade faster than me now.
Oh man.
Are you serious?
Man.
I'm dead serious. I'm saying just like that as I said it.
I felt you.
You know, talking about Shane Steve, forget about it. I'm fast as Shane right now. and I told Shane yesterday on TV at the press conference, hey, your chance is slamming none with me. Let alone some of him.
All right, Floyd. So before we let you go, man, we got to get that prediction. What's it gonna be? I know you got your son, but are we looking at a possible KO or are we going to the points?
Mayweather versus Sugar Shane.
Look here. I could care less. All I'm looking for is the W.
The W.
I felt you on that.
I felt it.
I don't care how it goes. It can be TKO, KO, or you know. I could care less.
As
long as the fall on the Mayweather side, it's good.
I feel that, man. Well, this is coming from Michigan, man. We got your back, man. We definitely going to be cheering on Floyd.
We representing, baby. Gun rule in the house.
No doubt. Michigan in the building. Thank you for your time, Floyd Senior. Michigan, baby.
All right, then. Take it easy, now.
All right, my dude.
See you later.
Yep.
Floyd Senior for that ass,
in the building, man.
In the fucking building.
This Saturday is going to be crazy, man. Mayweather versus motherfucking Mosley.
You got it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Back up on that. Yeah. Back to put rappers on one knee like they about to run 100-meter dash. Bow down to greatness before I get thin, run up in the stands like the Indiana Pacers. Covered all my bases, straight, no chases. Diamonds on my chain look like my neck's full of glaciers. Titanic flow, Titanic dough. Women on my like, where the Titanic go?
Hoodhype.com.